This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline for Sunday, September 14th, following TNA's No Surrender pay-per-view. This pay-per-view has some interesting aspects to it. I would stop short of not recommending it. It's tough to give a strong recommendation to, but I would stop short of not recommending it based on the fact that there were some really good, exciting spots and stretches in the matches. But I stopped short of recommending it because the booking, while in some ways logical, was overbearingly predictable to the point of undercutting the product. And we'll get into that. But let's do a quick rundown here because we got Pat McNeil and Bruce Mitchell standing by for the longer form post-pay-per-view roundtable. Super Eric Sharkboy Curry Man took on Jimmy Rave, Lance Rock, and Christy Hemme. Shark Curry and Eric won this one in 9 minutes. Pretty standard, basic three-on-three match. Christy Hemme was hit on by Curry Man on the occasions that they were in the ring together. He kind of did a little, as Tanae called it, a Dancing with the Stars type approach, trying to win her over, I guess, come on to her, to put it bluntly. She, of course, was kissed and liked it, because, as we know, all women in wrestling who are given a kiss against their will, love it. Match number two, Awesome Kong took on ODB. This one went 10 minutes. In some ways, it was an above-average match, but there were some spots in here where it looked like they were going to end up hurt. I just think when you mix the ratio of their weight to their strength, and not that they're weak, but weight-wise, they're big. And I don't think their strength measures up to their respective weight. And then you add the slipperiness of being sweaty and the ambition of some of the moves that they're doing. And I just don't think they should be doing some of the moves that they're doing. There was a point where I thought Awesome Kong broke her neck. ODB hit a powerbomb off the top rope through a table, but she overshot the table, and they slid off of the table, and it tipped over, and the table tipped over on top of Kong, who was folded in half. And, I mean, Kong didn't move at first. ODB seemed stunned. She didn't move. She just kept putting weight down on Kong. It wasn't pretty. They both ended up okay, although ODB was grabbing her left wrist for a little while afterwards. So in some ways, just a disaster of a match, but there was enough good, it's kind of hard to rate it. It had its real low points, but it was a real honest effort to have a good match, and some of it was good. Matt Morgan and Abyss defeated Team 3D. Afterwards, Matt Morgan and Abyss signaled they wanted a shot at the tag titles, but then Team 3D snuck in and hit a Morgan from behind with a chair. Morgan assumed it was Abyss because Team 3D snuck out of the ring, and Abyss had a chair by him, and when Matt Morgan turned around, he saw the chair by Abyss and accused him of it. The problem here is they argued for a while. Abyss denied he did anything, but if this is one of those storylines that they carry on, and it's because Matt Morgan still thinks Abyss hit him with a chair, it's preposterous, because Matt Morgan can ask anybody what happened, and he'll get a unanimous answer from reliable people that it was Team 3D, and he can watch video footage. So if they try to carry this type of thing beyond that, it's absolutely crazy. This was kind of awkward. I mean, there were some bad spots in this. It was sloppy and clunky a lot of the time, but it was good enough at other times. It was kind of like ODB and Awesome Kong. Tough to rate. Not a terrible match, not a boring match, but not a professional, smooth-looking match either. Petey Williams took on Consequences Creed and Sheik Abdul-Bashir. Bashir's music is reprehensible, by the way. I mean, it literally is the sound of airplanes, jetliner, and then explosions. And, I mean, it's just, honestly, it should be, that alone should cause controversy at Spike TV and In Demand, and should be a warning, if not a threat, to remove them from the air. I mean, it's that horrible of a decision. It's in such bad taste. It's one of the most scummy promoting tactics in history. It's subtle. I didn't notice. I wasn't paying attention to the beginning of his music that much. But a lot of people have noticed, and a lot of people have emailed and asked me about it, and it's terrible. I mean, they need to stop that now. Like, not just, it's not a pretty date. They need to switch his music. E-Crow No, don't worry about saving face. Don't worry about sticking it to the critics who were too serious and too PC. We just celebrated a 7-year anniversary 3 days ago. I don't care what day it is or whether we're near an anniversary or not. You just don't exploit that incident as a way to get heat as a heel. Now, the match itself, good match. I gave it 2.5 stars. Maybe some will think I'm underrating it, but it was only 9 minutes. Good action with all three. Creed held his own. The crowd wanted to dislike Creed, but actually kind of cheered for him at times. But they did. All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with a VIP membership, including around 50 VIP-exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep, all 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.